Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a hard time. We had a hard time together. Together. Yes, it's a hard time. We had a hard time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. I have to start today's podcast by saying thank you to the intelligent, engaged listeners of this show. I appreciate your feedback, support, encouragement, and your can of curious questions. Keep them coming, and I promise to continue delivering thoughtful insight into the modern cannabis culture.
I got the bottle of wine, the high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke, but I better just take one toke.
Several of you have sent me emails lately asking me to clarify what it means to microdose. The most recent inquiry is from an expat living in Japan, and he writes, "You often make reference to microdosing. I know this term from reading James Fadiman's book, The Psychedelic Explorer's Guide, in which he defines it as a subperceptual dose of LSD, hence not strong enough to feel its effects, but enough to sharpen one's perception and maybe have subtle effects on creativity and energy. I get the feeling you're defining it somewhat differently." First off, Stephen, thank you for reaching out and engaging me. I appreciated your letter and our dialogue so much. It has stayed top of mind for me over the past few days. And to answer your question, you are correct. I do refer to microdosing cannabis in a subtly different way than how Jim Fadiman experimented with LSD. The way the cannabis industry embraces microdosing is finding the optimum minimum dose required by your body to achieve maximum health benefits. And since we're all precious snowflakes, a microdose is a moving target, but we can break the microdosing category into three smaller buckets that you can identify with more clearly. So some people are ultra sensitive to THC and or don't feel comfortable in an altered state. These people should begin their microdosing experiment with less than 2 milligrams of THC per dose. The majority of consumers are good to begin their cannabis experience at 2.5 to 4 milligrams of THC and then stair step up to the 5 to 7 milligram range, which sort of rounds out the microdosing category, in my opinion. So, what are the characteristics of a microdose? Each of us has a very different experience with the cannabis plant based on our endocannabinoid system function, body type, age, environment, whether or not our bellies are full, or if we've been drinking or taking medication, and a host of other things that can make us unique. Based on our body's needs, we have to mindfully dose and then consciously consume so as to find our sweet spot. That means paying attention to your body and controlling your consumption carefully. And when I say sweet spot, I mean starting low and going slow until you get to that place where your symptoms subside. Maybe that means the pain is dulled, or the mind chatter has stopped, or your blood pressure has gone down, or the nausea is gone. The experts call this titration, meaning starting at the lowest cannabis dose and increasing until unwanted side effects are experienced. If you're working with a doctor, that's what you likely hear them say. For you wellness warriors using cannabis for preventative maintenance, you can do the same thing by using a dosage tracker and keeping up with the data yourself. I saw a post on Twitter that said, "I've got 99 problems and CBD solved like 84 of them." Now that I think about it, I'm sure THC or one of the other cannabinoids can solve the other 15. You know, there's a lot of truth to that, which is why using a dosage tracker is so clutch to monitor which product and cannabinoid dosage works for whatever ailment or symptom, be it physical or emotional, that you're targeting. I had an interesting dosage discovery last week when it comes to headaches. I typically use cannabis for muscle pain and anxiety, but the other night, I had a migraine so bad, I had the sweats, I was seeing like stars, like flashing lights, and was throwing up. And I wasn't at home, which always feels like a shit show when you're sick. I'm uncomfortable being sick at somebody else's house. It's a really vulnerable feeling. I want my stuff. I don't want to put anyone out or wake anyone up or puke on their bath mat. Fortunately for me, it was Dr. V. So I eventually woke her up and asked for meds. She gave me a nausea sublingual, I think, and a 600 milligram pain reliever. But I was puking again within 10 or 15 minutes, and I'll admit that I cried watching the partially digested pain medicine flush down the toilet. Oh my God, I seriously didn't think I could do it for much longer. So I came back to Dr. V for a new solution, and she gave me two of the Level brand low-dose Delta 8 THC sublinguals totaling 6 milligrams. I took them, and as they dissolved under my tongue, I silently asked the cannabis to please quickly bring me relief. I was sitting upright in the pitch black, feeling the pain pulsing through my head like a fiery hot sledgehammer. Yes, I'm a little dramatic, but it really fucking felt like that. I focused all of my energy on the pain, silently repeating my gratitude that the THC was going to kick in and bring me relief at any second. My head is pounding and I'm just, thank you, thank you, thank you. I felt crazy and miserable. So after 30 minutes, I was able to slide halfway down into a reclining position, and another 30, and my head was calming down to where I finally laid all the way flat. After hours of being miserable, the 6 milligrams of THC brought me relief and I finally fell asleep. Those of you who suffer from migraines know most migraine meds are high dose and knock you the fuck out. And you want them to because you feel like your head is literally going to explode off of your body. I was so surprised that I found relief with a microdose of THC for the level of headache I was experiencing. And P.S., I woke up feeling good with no residual headaches. That never happens for me. So why does microdosing matter? There are both practical and medicinal reasons why microdosing is beneficial. Let's tackle the practical reasons first. Cannabis isn't cheap, and it doesn't take much of it to do the job. So don't be a dumbass and waste it. Besides, overconsumption makes you lethargic, foggy, forgetful, less motivated. Overconsumption can also intensify your pain sensory and anxiety symptoms, which totally sucks. If you overconsume at night, you can wake up with the equivalent of a hangover. And I've seen firsthand how consistent, mindless, unregulated overconsumption of cannabis creeps into your social life and relationships. It's that checking out rather than checking in phenomenon I talk about. That's why I define highly responsible as the act of honoring your body, mind, spirit, and relationships in regard to personal cannabis consumption. Microdosing is a highly responsible behavior. In the contemporary cannabis culture, we're celebrating the diversity of this healing plant and discovering ways to incorporate it into our lives so as to live cleaner and healthier and happier. Giant dab hits and bong rips and eating 100 milligram chocolate bars until you're comatose. Yeah, that is a thing. But not in our world of movers and shakers, athletes, do-gooders, and wellness warriors. I think it's important for us to share our stories of how we use the plant and how little of it is actually necessary to see results and feel relief. Can I get an amen from the congregation? So those are some of the practical benefits. What about the health benefits of microdosing? The easiest and most obvious advantage is receiving the healing benefits of the plant with minimal psychoactive effects. Microdosing seems to laser in on improving overall mood, lessening depression and anxiety, and enhancing productivity and creativity. The roller coaster that is our lives is easier to manage. The ups and downs of a regular day seem to level out, and you feel in control, not only of how you feel, but also of the situation. You know, I'm curious. If you're slightly introverted and have trouble speaking up in a meeting or taking up for yourself or voicing your opinion, how does that change for you when you're casually baked? Introverts of the world, I think I'm really asking you this. Do you feel more vocal and assertive when you microdose? Email me and let me know for no other reason except that I'm a curious student of human nature and it might actually be great fodder for a future podcast. End of thought. Now, you know by hanging out with me that microdosing for sure increases creativity and productivity. By the way, if you ever want free marketing advice, just get me high. I was on a date this week, and we ended the evening by sharing a bowl. And then I proceeded to plan the social strategy for his restaurants. I seriously can't help myself. And then I made him stand up and I taught him how to hug me Joe style. So I guess it was a win-win. Hugs are fucking underrated. I mean, seriously, real hugs. The good ones. The ones that make your worries melt and your muscles relax and make you feel like you're part of a cosmic tribe and know that you're loved. That's the business. Give those hugs. I mean it. Joe hugs all around. If you ever meet my family, by the way, it's hard to say goodbye to us, literally. It's like a 20-minute ordeal. Everybody hugs and kisses everybody at least twice. We all walk out together to the car. I mean, it's a whole thing. I guess I've got family on the brain because I'll be in Texas next week for my bestie's birthday and my family reunion. I'm sure the next episode will spawn from that. I'm not sure. It absolutely will. If you want to catch up on the cast of characters that is my family, tune into podcast number 9. In the meantime, focus, Joanna. Shit. Back to microdosing. Microdosing eases conditions like inflammation, stress, anxiety, and pain throughout the day, lessening or eliminating your need for over-the-counter and pharmaceutical medications. We all know that pain medication can tear up our stomachs, and I've taken anxiety and mood medications and muscle relaxers that most definitely affected my responsiveness in life and action. Microdosing allows you to be responsive during your everyday adulting while receiving medicinal benefits. Microdosing is highly responsible. Another health benefit of microdosing is that it limits the negative side effects of cannabis. Paranoia, forgetfulness, amplification of pain, and listlessness. I mean, nobody loves hanging out with zombies, except other zombies, and I don't even know that they even notice each other. So if you're hanging out and there is a stoned zombie next to you, then perk up, Buttercup, and take notice of yourself. Are you checked in or are you checked out? In this tribe, we lead by example. Speaking of, one other giant benefit of microdosing is that you are a shining example of cannabis for wellness and you are helping erase the negative stigma associated with the plant. Represent the healthy cannabis culture by showing reverence for the plant. Honor it by using mindfully and with intention. And I don't care if I sound crazy, you need to try it. Next time you consume, set your intention and thank cannabis for what you want it to do for you. Maybe it goes like, you know, thank you for healing, fill in the blank. Or thank you for freeing me to consciously participate in this extraordinary journey of life. Or thank you for opening my heart and allowing me to communicate in a healthy way with, insert someone's name that you're struggling with here. Whatever it is, if you show the plant gratitude, I believe in my heart you'll get that much more out of her. That's right. Our favorite plant is a woman. So that theory totally makes sense.
It's high time. We had a high time together.
That's it. That's your macro view of microdosing. Microdosing cannabis is a useful way to discover how the plant works best for you. And once you've got that down, cannabis can be the most powerful tool in your wellness arsenal if used with intention. I hope you're inspired to experiment and track the data of your experience. And if you've learned something, be sure to share this episode with a friend. Ooh, and I'm happy to report Casually Baked the Podcast is now available on iHeartRadio. Thank you, Shanda, for doing the legwork to make that happen so fast. Rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Apple Podcasts to help strengthen our media megaphone and amplify the message of contemporary cannabis. Every new listener means I'm one download closer to finally getting paid for this labor of love. So do it or don't, but for the love of God, do! Casually Baked the Podcast was created, recorded, produced, and edited by the team of Just Joe. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.
We had a hard time together. Here we go.
Get out there and practice microdosing and Joe hug. You get a Joe hug. You get a Joe hug. Everybody gets a Joe hug. Ha 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 ha.